Welcome to Dear Diaries Wife School, sharing God's blueprint for kingdom marriages. I'm your host, Rosabee Theok, and you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and our website at www.deardiaries.co. Stay tuned.
Hi, welcome to Dear Diaries Wife School. My name is Rosabee Theok. I am glad that you're here, and so is the Lord. So today's title is called You Can't, But He Can. You can't, but He can. I told you guys in previous episodes that the Lord has given me some titles, and some of them I know what He means, some of them I don't. And so I am leaning onto Him, making room for Him, acknowledging Him, because I don't know where it is that He wants to go. And so you can't, but He can. And so the impression that He placed on my heart about this subject is that this is wife school. And so there's a lot of times that we try to control the scenario. We try to control the situation. We try to control our spouse. We try to control our lives, how we do things. We just want to do everything. But how many of you know that it is sometimes impossible to control certain things? And one of the things is you cannot control another person. But God can make, if you make room, God can do things that you cannot. God can do things in you that you cannot. For example, I used to be a super messy person. Like my room growing up was a mess. My God, and I thank Him for that, I used to pray about it. I just couldn't keep it clean all the time. And then as I continued to let God do the things within me that He needed to do, and I found myself keeping my place clean. I found myself enjoying cleaning. I found myself relaxed when I'm cleaning. It became therapeutic. And I knew it wasn't something that I did, because, you know, my sisters would say, I manifest when cleaning is spoken about, and my name and cleaning don't go together. So now when I see that, hey, you know, I'm enjoying cleaning, like I clean on Saturdays is my time. I put on some music and I'm relaxed and I'm just, you know, in this meditative place, just cleaning. I'm like, Rosabee, this is not who you used to be. So I know that God did something in me and He changed something in me, and it no longer became something that I hated and I dreaded doing. And I can have changed that for myself. There's nothing, no one could tell me to say, hey, cleaning is fun, cleaning is great. No. So it was something that God did. I don't know what it was, but I enjoy doing it. I always loved having a clean place. I just hated doing it. But now I enjoy it. I enjoy cleaning it, and I enjoy having a clean space around me. And so there are different things in life that we cannot control, different things that we cannot do. And one of the things is God gave us dominion over the earth. He gave us dominion over the animals, those in the waters, those on land, and those in the sea. But what He did not give us dominion over was one another, man and woman. He did not give us dominion over a human being. And so some things, especially if He's calling you to a covenant marriage that glorifies the Lord, there's just things that you cannot do. And one of the things that I often have this discussion and this conversation with wives is that one of the things you cannot do is change the way a person thinks. You cannot change your husband's thoughts. You cannot change the way he behaves. What, you know, there might be a decision that he's made. You cannot change it. And one of the hard things that women do not like to hear is whatever decision your husband has made, that's the decision the house, you, have to follow. And women today, modern women, we may have a very hard time hearing that, accepting it, but that is the way of the Lord. The husband has the final say. He is the head of the house. So it is in that nature. If the Lord has constructed an institution of marriage, and he says that your husband is the head, and he is the one that says, he's the steering wheel. So he says where the ship is going, where we are going, you have to follow it. The body must go. So it's kind of hard for a woman to digest. But here's what I would say to you if you're having a hard time with that, or maybe he's making a decision, or, you know, there's things in him that you would like for him to change. This is when you go to your prayer closet. This is where you go before the Lord and you begin to support your husband with prayer. You begin to support and partner up with God and to pray. And Father God, I ask you, I hear what you're saying, but I know, Father God, this is what the outcome you want. So I'm praying, God, that you would change my husband's heart and mind about it. I'm asking you, God, to heal him. I'm asking you, God, to do these things, because you cannot impose on your husband what he is not ready for. Only the Lord can do these type of things. So what you cannot do, God can. What you cannot say, God can. What you cannot change, God can. And so when you decide to trust God, trust his intentions towards you and your husband, because he loves you both, and trust his way and his plans and how he would do things, and you honor him, because you cannot ask God to do things and you're being dishonorable in the marriage. It doesn't fly with God, because God is righteous and holy and just. So you can't be doing wrong and then asking God to change it. You need to be in right standing before God, with God, in the partnership, in the covenant of marriage that you have. And so I ask you to think about the things that you're trying to control, you're trying to manipulate, maneuver, you're trying to walk into a door that is forcibly closed against you, that you're trying to open that you can't. God can open it. You're trying to close something, you're trying to stop a situation, close a door, get out of something that you cannot. God can. But you have to acknowledge him. You have to make room for heaven. You have to make room for God. You have to make room for Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what do you say about the situation? Holy Spirit, how do I close this door? Holy Spirit, how do I open this door? You said this is where we're going. You said this is what you're going to give me. How do we do this? How can I partner up with you so that I can experience what you said is for me? What you cannot do, God can do. Everything is possible with God. And so what you cannot do, the best thing, what you can do, is go before the Lord. What you can do is trust God, and he can do it. And so I believe this is where he wanted to go with this message today. You cannot, but he can. And so rest in him. And a lot of people think rest means you're not doing anything. Rest means you no longer care about it. Rest means you're nonchalant about it, or maybe neutral or numb. No, you continue to pray about what he tells you to pray about when he tells you to pray about it. But what you do when you rest in it, it's when your soul, your mind, your whole being trusts God can handle it. Trust God can do it, and you walk into what he tells you to do with your life or daily life, like I like to do. Wake up in the morning, say, hey, Father, what do you want to do today? What do you want me to do today? And you do that, and you rest in God as he's working this out. He's talking to the Bible says that the Lord has the heart of the king. He can harden it. He can soften it. We saw this in the story of Pharaoh when Moses was told by God to go do something. And it says in the scriptures, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. God is the only one who can harden a heart, who can open a heart, and he can do it in your favor. We cannot change a man's heart. We cannot change certain situations. We cannot change certain outcomes, but only the Lord God can. And when you put your trust in Him and when you do what He says, you will experience the sovereign God, the all-powerful God, the mighty God of heaven and earth. And He will move for you because you're in honor and you trust Him. And so what you cannot do, my God, He can. Again, this is Rosalie Theop. This is Dear Diaries Wife School. Until next time, God bless you.